a lot of people think Elvis is the king of rock and roll. But I say it's Chuck Berry, man. Chuck Berry will always be the king of my books. And he even went to jail for rock and roll. I really admire a guy who stands up for what he believes in. And then one time, man, I learned a Chuck Berry intro to Johnny Be Good, man. It took me 6 months. I had to slow the record down there and I learned it note for note, man. And then our singer changed keys on us, man. What a bummer. And you gotta respect rock and roll too, man, because it'll kill you. It killed Elvis, man. A lot of people think it was the drugs, but it wasn't the drugs. What happens, man, you get into rock and roll and it's so much fun you take drugs to enjoy it, you know? And then you take so much drugs, you forget what you're taking, and next thing you know, it kills you. And you know, it's not even the drugs that'll kill you, man. What really kills you is looking for drugs. Keeps you up all night, man. I remember when I was heavy into drugs, I'd be up 3 days looking for some food or something, man. I said, the hell with that, man. So I put it down, man. I haven't done any drugs or smoked a joint or nothing for a whole week, man. I feel so good, I want to get high, you know what I mean? Oh shit, man.
Thank you.
I'm a black man. I'm a militant black man. I'm a militant black man. I'ma kill you, black man. I'ma kill you, black man. Hey man, hold it. Hey man, hold it.